USA News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who died this morning at the age of 95.
Benedict's papacy began in 2005 following the death of John Paul II. In 2013, Benedict shocked the world by making the almost unprecedented decision to resign from his position, citing, quote, advanced age.
So for me, it was a joy to walk with you over the past few years in the light of the presence of the Lord during the past 8 years. We lived with faith very beautiful moments of radiant light.
Benedict's announcement marked the first time that a pope had stepped down in nearly 600 years. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The former pontiff's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica Monday so the faithful can pay their final respects. Vatican officials expect about 60,000 people to attend the public viewing ahead of Pope Benedict's funeral on Thursday. People are also remembering pioneering broadcast journalist Barbara Walters.
One of the first to speak out, Disney CEO Bob Iger, who called Walters a, quote, true legend. Several ABC correspondents have spoken out about her passing, including ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir and National Affairs correspondent Deborah Roberts, who called Walters a, quote, trailblazer and barrier breaker. Walters, a former ABC Evening News host in the 70s. Even NBA great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar chimed in, thanking Walters for caring about the truth. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Southwest Airlines canceled about 40 flights yesterday, a huge drop considering that thousands were canceled for the past few days prior. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says the massive cancellations were caused by the air carrier's failure to modernize the computer software that controls work schedules and routes planes. Because there's no winner of last night's Powerball drawing, Tuesday's jackpot is an estimated $785 million. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA News. 2022.
The Supreme Court of the United States made big news twice. First, the addition of the first African-American woman justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I am truly humbled by the extraordinary honor of this nomination.
Then, for the first time in history, the court rescinded a right that it had specifically granted, the right of a woman to have an abortion.
Joy that it was finally overturned, but the determination, a feeling determination, that the battle is not over.
An abortion fell outside the court after the announcement of the 5-4 vote striking down the nearly 50-year-old Roe v. Wade ruling. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, the Roe decision was egregiously wrong.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people.
President Biden called it a sad day for the court and the country. The ruling did not explicitly ban abortions, it just made it no longer a constitutional right. It kicked the question back to the states, and many had so-called trigger laws already in place, imposing immediate bans once the high court cleared the way. And going forward, Justice Clarence Thomas called on the court to revisit other past opinions, including contraception and same-sex marriage. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.